This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has reiterated India's firm commitment to support an early, abiding and peaceful resolution of Russia-Ukraine conflict in telephonic conversation with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Both leaders exchanged perspectives on the issue. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that he spoke with Mr. Putin and discussed the measures to further strengthen special and privileged strategic partnership. The Prime Minister added that he shared his insights from the recent visit to Ukraine. Minister for Foreign Affairs of Chile, Alberto Van Claveren, has arrived in New Delhi. Today, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar and Foreign Affairs of Chile will co-chair the second India-Chile Joint Commission meeting in New Delhi. Apart from this, Mr. Claveren will also participate in Chile-India Business Agriculture Summit today and later proceed to Mumbai. A two-day conference themed on the life and teachings of Guru Rinpoche, one of the most revered figures in Buddha Dham, will be held at Nalanda in Bihar today and on tomorrow. The Culture Ministry has said that the event will be organized by the International Buddhist Confederation in collaboration with the Nav Nalanda Mahavihara. Guru Padmasambhava, also known as Guru Rinpoche, lived in the 8th century in ancient India. One of the most revered figures in Buddha Dham today, he is credited with the dissemination of Buddha Dham across the Himalayan belt. The key themes of the conference will include his life and teachings, his travels across the Himalayas, and his relevance in the present time. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will co-chair the 9th India-Brazil Joint Commission with his Brazilian counterpart Moura Vieira in New Delhi yesterday. During the meeting, both sides took stock of bilateral ties including cooperation in trade, defense, energy, health, agriculture, space and technology. They also exchanged views on global geopolitical developments, the shared concerns and aspirations of the Global South and advancing engagement in BRICS, IPSA, G20. In his opening remarks at the meeting, Dr. Jayashankar reiterated India's full support for Brazil's G20 presidency. Currently, Brazil holds the G20 presidency and the G20 summit will take place from November 18th to 19th this year in Rio de Janeiro. He appreciated Brazil's unique initiatives centered on the theme of building just world and sustainable planet. The nomination for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended yesterday. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on September 18. The scrutiny of nominations will take place today, while the last date for withdrawal of candidatures is August 30. Voting for the next two phases will be held on September 25 and October 1. The results will be announced on October 4. Indian Railway Management Service Officer Satish Kumar has been appointed as Chairman and Chief Executive Officer of Railway Board. Currently, he is serving as Member, Traction and Rolling Stock. The first meeting of the National Task Force, NTF, formed by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals was held yesterday. The meeting was chaired by Cabinet Secretary, in which all members, including Home Secretary and Health Secretary, were present. The meeting discussed in detail on various issues and the members put forth their suggestions. Our correspondent reports that Union Health Ministry has created a national portal on its website under the title Suggestions to NTF for seeking suggestions from individuals and different stakeholders across the country. In a move to bolster diplomatic relations, India's ambassador to Kuwait, Adarsh Sweka, met with Sheikh Mahmoud Jaber Al Ahmad Al Sabah, the newly appointed governor of Ahmadi Governorate, yesterday. The meeting served as an opportunity for Ambassador Sweka to congratulate the governor on his recent appointment and discuss the substantial contributions of the Indian community within the governorate. In athletics, the Indian quartet of Jay Kumar, Neeru Pathak, Rehan Chaudhary and Sandramol Sabu qualified for the 4x400m mixed relay final after finishing overall third among 20 competing teams at the World Athletics Under-20 Championships in Lima, Peru yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.